Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The United States has canceled plans for a second round of negotiations on a major U.S.-European trade pact set to begin today, citing financial and staffing difficulties related to the U.S. government shutdown. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman called European Union trade commissioners to tell them that the U.S. could not proceed with the talks. Froman says that U.S. negotiators will work to create a new plan for talks once the U.S. government shutdown ends. The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership is the largest bilateral free trade agreement ever negotiated. Froman is currently in Indonesia negotiating terms for the proposed 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack sent a handwritten letter to House Speaker John Boehner asking him to appoint conferees for the Farm Bill. Vilsack has pushed for Congress to complete a new farm bill while at the same time criticizing the House for the level of proposed cuts to nutrition programs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,949. It's down almost 123 points. The NASDAQ 3789 is down 18. The S&P 500, 1679, and it is down almost 11 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
His forecast across the Midwest continues to look drier after all the big rains that occurred during the weekend. Some of the rainfall that occurred in the past a few days was impressive, especially in some areas like southern Indiana and northwestern Kentucky, where the Louisville area saw more than 7 inches of rain, and quite a few locations along the common border there saw between 3 and about 5 inches. The precipitation will certainly set back fieldwork in that particular area for a while, but it was not representative of the Corn Belt as a whole. Most of the precipitation that occurred during the last 2 or 3 days was lighter than that, with some exceptions. Portions of Ohio saw some 1 to 2.5 inch amounts. There was a few locations, a few counties, if you will, in southern portions of Michigan that also had some heavier amounts of precipitation, according to Doppler radar. A few areas across the southern and east central portions of Iowa, as well as from southeastern Minnesota into west central Wisconsin, and then up across parts of the Dakotas. Well, most of this heavier rainfall will see to it that fieldwork is not allowed to advance very well for the next day or two, but really it's only the southern Indiana and northwestern Kentucky area and maybe a few areas in Ohio that are going to be wet for a long enough period of time to delay fieldwork for a bit longer. The areas in central Illinois and northeastern Missouri, maybe extreme southeastern parts of Iowa, didn't do well with precipitation over the weekend, were left basically dry. Those areas will probably be back in the fields aggressively already today if they weren't that way already yesterday. And the temperatures over this next few days are going to be warmer than usual. We will start off with a near-normal range of temperatures today with some chilliness out there across the region this morning, but we are not expecting to see that last for any period of length of time. We do have temperatures this morning that drop down into the middle and upper 30s in scattered locations across the heart of the Midwest. The Western Corn Belt is what I'm referring to here. There was a couple of locations that did manage to get down into some middle 30s, and maybe a little bit of soft frost might have developed, but it doesn't look like it had any big impact. And certainly crops are moving along in their development. It's becoming less and less of an issue, of course, at this point in time. We do expect to see the temperatures turn warmer. As we go forward through these next few days, those temperatures are going to rise above average. The specific temperature ranges out there today will be mostly 60s and 70s across the Midwest. That contrasts greatly from where we were on Friday and even on Saturday in some of the eastern Midwest locations where it was in the 80s across the region. A couple of extremes getting up close to 90 degrees before the frontal system moved through over the course of the weekend. But temperatures didn't get much warmer than the 50s and 60s in the upper parts of the Midwest over the course of the weekend. And we saw our first hard freezes during the weekend in the northwest and west central portions of the U.S. Great Plains. Temperatures got down to the teens in portions of Montana and western North Dakota. Well, in the meantime, back across the Midwest, we do expect the temperatures to be rebounding here this week, and the afternoon highs are going to be working their way back into the 70s and probably even some lower 80s as we get into the middle part of this week. The warmest weather will be in Kansas, Missouri, portions of the region to the east into parts of Ohio. Southern Ohio River Valley area, including portions of Kentucky. And the Delta and the southeastern states, as well as the southern plains, will be seeing quite a few 80s and lower 90s. But we don't expect much precipitation. The precipitation from the weekend storm is winding down this morning in easternmost sections of the region. We don't expect to see any real meaningful rainfall through Wednesday. And even on Thursday and Friday, the precipitation that occurs is going to be mostly confined to the far westernmost parts of the Midwest. And that includes areas from Nebraska into the Dakotas and western Minnesota, where a quarter to a half inch of rain may occur. But no other area in the Midwest will see much precipitation before the weekend when that frontal system moves eastward. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 756, up 5 3/4. March, 755, up 5 1/2. Soft December wheat, 693 3/4, up 6 3/4, now 6 1/2. March, 703, up 6 3/4. December corn, 446 3/4, up 3 1/2. July, 475, up 3 1/4. November soybeans, 1292. Now 91 3/4, down 3 1/4. July, 1251 1/4, down 2. October soybean meal, 429.80, down 150. October soybean oil, 39.83, down 16. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis. He's with MITCO out of Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Well, here we are, week two, well, I guess officially beginning tomorrow, without USDA government reports. That means we will not see crop progress today. We will not see export inspections today. I think it's clearly evident we're not going to see a crop production report on Friday. The WASDE report, they can put that one together very quickly if necessary. But I would say we're getting very close to not seeing a WASDE report on Friday either. So what are we going to trade this week?
It's going to be very quiet, I think, in terms of news. I think we'll watch the weather, of course. There were some heavy rains around in some parts of the Corn Belt. It's good to delay harvest a little bit. But this week looks pretty calm and clear for the most part. So I think we'll see harvest progress move ahead a little bit, especially on soybeans. I think by midweek we'll see soybeans going, and that could offer a little resistance to soybeans. We're seeing a little perking up here in the wheat market here, and that's helping pull corn up a little bit, Dave. But you're right, it's going to be pretty quiet. I think we'll continue to look at harvest data, and obviously yields so far have been favorable for the producers, so that continues to limit the upside too. So I think we're going to continue to just trade kind of sideways. We'll watch this 435 area on these corn. Held the support last week. We'll see if it can do the same again this week. We do got some index rolling happening on November beans. Goldman roll will start here today, so that's something to kind of watch here as we get closer to the close each session. But I think you summed it up, Dave. It's going to be pretty quiet in terms of news, and I would expect the market to react accordingly.
So low volume, low volatility.
I think that's right, and I think it's, like I said, going to be pretty quiet. I don't know what's going to change that unless we get some outside news that perk things up. Dollar a little weaker here this morning, probably offering a little support to some of the grains, but even that's pretty quiet as they continue to watch what's going on in Washington, D.C., and obviously not much happening today.
Well, now I guess the technicians are in charge, right?
Well, I think that's right. Watching support and resistance and those kind of levels to see if they hold, see a little short covering here on corn and wheat here this morning. So we'll see what kind of lasting strength that has, but I would assume probably not too much, as typically those things are short-lived. So probably results in a lot of nothing trade here this week, Dave.
Do you want to go be so bold as to say something along the lines that if November soybeans, which, by the way, they got above their 50-day moving average today and before giving it back, but if November soybeans could clear, like 13-15, for example, that the harvest low would actually be in? The harvest low then would be the low that we made early in October, which would be around 12.63.
Yeah, I don't know if we can quite say that yet. A lot of harvest to go still on soybeans, Dave, so we still got a lot of work to do, but the chart looked a little better there late last week. So something to keep in mind here. Seasonals try to turn up here, within this next week or two, so that could offer a little support, too. It's going to be kind of depend on what we hear from yields here, but we still got a lot of harvest to go, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day. Bye.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.